The Mariners are going for their fifth series win in a row, taking on the White Sox in Chicago this weekend. Sports commentator Art Thiel talks about how the Mariners have been on fire recently, particularly at the plate.
Oh, Seager kills this. Oh. Ball hit down the third baseline, fair ball. Indy's going to score. Jonesy right behind him. That is a fair ball. Ackley drives it. Left field. Jones rides one. Deep right center. Bears pounding Houston here tonight. 7-1.
That was just a sampling of the hits in one inning in a game against the Astros this week. Audio courtesy of Root Sports. Art, did you see all this coming?
Oh, of course. You remember when we were talking in spring training, I said, yes, I think the Mariners are going to be 9 games above 500 by the 4th of July. No, I missed this thing entirely. I mean, I could see that there were some guys who could have an upside, but not this many this well. They needed to have major league average players at positions around the field to justify the Cano investment. I didn't see that coming. But there are newcomers to this team that have been a big surprise.
Yeah, there are a few that are standing out.
Yeah, the four guys to me are big difference makers, two position players, center fielder James Jones, first baseman Logan Morrison, and in the starting rotation, Roenis Elias and Chris Young. These guys no one saw coming. I mean, Morrison was traded from Miami for reliever Carter Capps, and I think pretty much eliminates the need to have Justin Smoke come back up to the big club and struggle and flail like he has been for several years. In center field, Jones has been a revelation, a fourth-round draft pick 3 years ago. He is an actual athlete out there, not only running in the field, but running in the bases. He's given them a speed element they didn't have. And he's hitting .293 in his rookie year. On the mound, the two surprises, Elias is a Cuban refugee who was pretty well regarded, but no one saw him on the top 100 prospects list in minor league baseball. And he's come on and really been a contribution. He's still inconsistent. He's still a rookie. After Elias on the mound, we've got Chris Young, a 34-year-old Princeton graduate who was cut in spring training by the Washington Nationals, another guy with health problems, but he has surmounted all those, and he's won 8 games for the Mariners and have been a very vital pickup.
So those are the newcomers who are standing out. There are some holdover guys who are doing well also.
Right. Well, obviously, Felix Hernandez and Robinson Cano, I'm not even going to talk about because their contributions are so great and they're fulfilling their contracts. That's been wonderful. In addition, Kyle Seager is reaching an all-star potential here, I think, at third base. But the guy that I'm giving my first half most valuable player award to is the catcher, Mike Zunino. He's turned out to be a marvelous defensive catcher. He's forever blocking Felix Hernandez, you know, his sharp breaking ball. He's picking him out of the dirt. He's throwing runners out. He's managing the pitching staff at 23. This is a remarkable achievement for a guy so young. And he's got some power. He leads all major league catchers in home runs, second on the Mariners, and he's got 32 RBIs, which is third on the club. So all around to me, he has done everything that you would want from a catcher at such a young age, and he is the MVP.
And managing all of this is Loy McClendon.
Yeah, he's been a very good user of the bench and using everybody to the maximum so that they get a relative degree of rest and a relative degree of production. That's a sign of a good manager.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.